Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to your own program, Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in the studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Sheikh Miqdad, who is a researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much, and salam to all the listeners, inshallah, out there.
Well, brother, we talked about a few very important things in our previous sessions, like what could we do to help boys go through puberty. Some of them were like, we should know as parents what kind of friends our child is having or what kind of friends he is hanging around with, so that, because you said friends do have impact on intellectual and emotional maturity, rather physical maturity as well. And you also talked about choosing school, and it's not only about selecting a good school, it's also about being aware, not keeping your kid outside from 8 to 3 or 9 to 5 and then not knowing anything about it. Making very safe environments for our children. What else could parents do to help their boys go through puberty?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We talked about in the causes of puberty and what leads to physical puberty happening earlier. We talked about exposure, and then in the practical things that to do, we talked about how to create a safe haven and how to kind of limit their exposure to sexual content too early on. Other things that we can mention to help emotional and intellectual maturity, and we'll come back to this physical aspect as well after in a bit. I'd like to mention a few points since we talked about animations and movies. Kind of the amount of TV and the amount of animations and films and movies that children watch, we should be careful of that as well.
Okay.
Because if you remember, we talked about how because of children being exposed to the world of fantasy and the world of imagination so much.
Yes.
In
they don't less know about the real world.
Exactly. Being less impacted by the real world. This is something we can control. Obviously, it's very difficult in today's world. But it's something that we can at least limit to some extent.
Okay.
Again, I emphasize, and I've said it many times before as well, that we're not talking about kind of throwing the TV out of the window. It's not going to happen, right? Children are going to watch TV. Children are going to be part of the media world. The point is two things. One is to limit it, right?
Okay.
So the amount of movies and animations that they're watching, we should be careful. It shouldn't be like 2-3 animations a day, or even one animation a day is sometimes even too much. But also, and more importantly, is to always have a discussion about it, right? One of the main things about this is to bring it over the dinner table and discuss about it.
Okay.
And always bridge it back to the real world. See, children who watch animations in an uncontrollable way, without discussing about it, they're constantly in that same fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is like limit it, number one. Also, obviously,
discuss it very
carefully, select which one that they're watching.
Okay.
And then discuss it, as you said. So discuss it means what? Like, today you watched this. What did you learn from it? What did you think was wrong in that movie?
Okay.
What do you think? How do you think it applies to the real world, right? We know what's happening in Palestine. We know what's happening in different parts of the world. You go to school and you know the different interaction between people and teachers and students and between your students. Let's bring it back to the real world.
Okay.
Right? And so when they do this comparison, you're really helping them bridge it back.
Okay.
So they're not living this fantasy world anymore. you find that really sometimes you find that I might be exaggerating, but when you look at teenagers, they're in a different world.
Yes, right? They are.
They're in a completely different world. The way they dress, the way they talk, and it all comes from this animation world.
Of course.
And sometimes you want to wake them and shake them and say, wake up, like we're living in a world over here. So very important that if they are watching animations, bridge it back.
Bridge right? it back.
What do you learn about? What do you learn from this animation? What was the key point? You'll find that many times animations have one or two key messages.
Mm-hmm.
What message was in this animation?
And what was wrong with
it? What was wrong with it? Yeah. Right? Did it apply without Islamic principles, or was it going against our Islamic principles?
And so on. Brother, I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about things parents could do to help boys go through puberty. Yes, brother.
So very importantly, have this analysis about movies happening, movies or animations happening very early.
Mm-hmm.
I would even say to this extent that even talk about it from a movie analysis perspective, right? Or animation analysis. How was the graphics, for example?
Mm-hmm.
What would the graphics would have changed? Kind of remind them that this was just an animation. You know, sometimes I've tried this with my 7-year-old as well. They don't realize that this was actually a thing that a person has imagined himself and created in their minds.
Yes.
Right? You know, sometimes I remember this conversation I had with my child. Obviously, he's very young. I'm not comparing. We're talking about teenagers. But still, they were discussing about how if Superman and Batman, or was it Superman and Spider-Man, would ever fight, who would win?
Okay.
And I was trying to explain to them that the answer to this question is whoever you want. If I'm the designer of this animation where Superman and Spider-Man will fight, I'll decide what they want. And obviously, he's very young, but it was difficult for him to understand that. What do you mean? Like, it depends on how strong Superman is and how strong Spider-Man is. And I was trying to explain to him, no, these are not real individuals. They're cartoons in the world of fantasy. And the person behind it that has kind of given them the powers. If he wants tomorrow, Superman could win the battle. And like,
yes.
Wow, do you mean Superman Superman could lose the battle?
Yes.
He's like, what do you mean Superman can never lose a battle? No, he can. I mean, it's the guy who's making the movies deciding who wins and who loses.
And that shows how much children are into the fantasy world.
Exactly. So we need to come back to that. So even having discussion about the graphics behind it and say, okay, the person who made this movie, maybe you could have made this part differently.
Mm.
Just this kind of conversation helps a child to realize, oh yeah, you're right. This is actually a movie that was made by a real person.
Okay.
And he was actually had an idea in his mind that he actually sat behind the computer and kind of designed it and based a storyline based on that. Just
True.
This fact brings him back to the real world.
Yes.
So having this conversation is very important. I remember we went to a youth organization over here, and one of the things that they were doing, and they were kind of really encouraging, is for children to make their own animations and their own video games as well.
Okay.
And that's a very good idea as well, because obviously the skill is also a very interesting skill to have, and a very important skill to have. But what it does is that it brings about the real world impact into them. They realize
yes.
that, okay, what actually I made it myself. I made a fantasy world myself, so I know I'm the real person behind. And that's something I can do whatever I want to do with. If I want to make it nice, I can make it nice. I can destroy the good person if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
This really kind of It brings them out of the fantasy world. And this brings about emotional maturity, intellectual maturity to a very high extent.
Okay. So the thing that we can do over here to get them back out of the fantasy world is to do an analysis of the movies, whatever animations they are watching. We can ask them what it was, what was wrong with it, what how do you connect that to the real life and all. So we can ask them all these questions, analyze those movies, and then make them constantly realize. You even said that we should discuss that on the dinner table, so that we can constantly make them realize one or the other way that fantasy world is really different from the real world. I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing, and we are talking how boys can go through the age of puberty. Yes, brother, you were talking about things parents can do to help their boys go through puberty.
So we talked about animations. A couple of points I'd like to add over here, bring it to a close, inshallah. We can move on to another tip as well. First point is that, as we said, it's very impossible in today's world to completely switch off from it. Be very selective in what we watch.
Okay.
Selective in not just sexual content as well. Remember, we talked about intellectual and emotional maturity, but also exposure to religious content as well. Exposure to or awareness about our Islamic principles and being kind of in touch with the Quran and the Hadith, etc.
You know, even I personally, or when I realized that when I read out some Hadith today and I realize I wish I had known this like way back, my life would have been pretty different. It would not have been like that. So yes, exposure to religious content is also important.
Yeah. So when you're selecting an animation or a movie for children to watch, sexual content definitely should be there as a factor whether you can decide whether it's a good movie or not. But also other things are also very important, right? So some of the movies, for example, are very much against Islamic ideologies,
mm-hmm.
right? So for example, movies that promote, for example, mockery of religion, right? Or
yes.
mockery of religious personalities,
mm-hmm.
or even to the extent mockery of God, for example, right? You have certain movies that kind of are based on the principle of Mahdawiyat, for example, of the 12th Imam in a mockery way, for example.
Okay.
Or, for example, other prophets, so Prophet Isa or Prophet Musa, for example, but in a very...
They mock them.
Mocking them, or even kind of putting across the idea that these individuals were not prophets, or these individuals were not what they were to say, or kind of having a different ideas about them. Or, for example, promoting homosexuality, for example, or promoting... things that are against Islamic principles. We have to be aware of this.
Yes.
If your child does watch these things, again, I emphasize, bring it back to the discussion table, right? We always have discussion about things. And this is where parents should be well-equipped to have this discussion with their children, with their teenagers, mm-hmm. right? To build that understanding, say, okay, what does Islam say about these things? And what did this movie say? And how we can kind of bring it together and discuss it. Be very kind of... focused on criticizing, on discussing it in a critical way, saying this is not the way we think. Whatever you saw was not what Islam says about.
And back your answers with reasons.
And exactly, have your answers, have your reasons.
So, yeah.
And this is really something that will bring about this emotional, intellectual maturity, and it will help them
to grow brother.
To grow brother.
This will help them to have a strong faith as well.
Exactly. And in places where you don't know, okay, it's an mm-hmm. opportunity for more research. Tell them, okay, even I, as your parent, as your father or your mother, I don't know as well. How about for tomorrow research? Let's go ask a scholar. Let's go read a few books. Let's go find out. So it becomes a family research kind of thing about religious principles. And it's a good thing. right? There's something that brings about this.
So that maturity. That way it will not only help the child to strengthen his faith, it will also help parents. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIV English Radio. This was Islamic Upbringing. In case you have any questions for us, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.